Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
As we enter into Holy Week, let me take this opportunity to encourage all of our LRUK listeners to read the accounts of Jesus' passion in the four Gospels. Perhaps you could read Matthew one day, and then Mark the next day, and so on. This exercise will help prepare you for the amazing events which we commemorate and celebrate during this Holy Week. But I would also like to encourage you to read them in conjunction with some Old Testament passages. Passages like Isaiah 53, Psalm 22, and Exodus chapters 11 through 13, along with many others, which shed light onto the events of Jesus' passion. In fact, we should not be able to read the gospel accounts of Jesus' death and crucifixion without seeing these texts in the background. Let's take the Passover, for example. As we meditate upon Jesus' passion, we see events of the Passover in Egypt echoing inside and outside the city walls of Jerusalem. Each gospel goes to great lengths to point out that Jesus was crucified just before the festival of Passover. In Matthew chapter 27, starting at verse 17, Jesus' disciples ask where he would like them to celebrate the Passover meal. And what follows is the institution of the Lord's Supper during that very Passover Seder. Luke chapter 22, verse 1, notes that the Jewish religious leaders were making plans to arrest and put Jesus to death during the season of Passover. John notes that the Jewish leaders took Jesus to the headquarters of Pilate, but they would not go inside, because if they did, they would be defiled and thus unable to eat the Passover meal. John 19, verse 28. And Mark 15, verse 6 points out that at the feast of Passover, the Roman governor would release to the people one prisoner. Pilate wanted to release Jesus, but the crowds demanded that Barabbas be released and Jesus be crucified. They demanded that Jesus take Barabbas's place. The Passover celebrations recalled and relived God's deliverance of His people from bondage and slavery in Egypt. This festival was a joyful celebration of God's gracious deliverance of His people into freedom from foreign oppression. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, we hear St. Paul note that Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed, not so that we can still live in our old ways of bondage and slavery to sin, but so that we might live new lives of sincerity and truth, freed from sin and delivered from its consequences by the very blood of the spotless, sinless Lamb of God. In Exodus chapter 12, verses 3 to 5, we read about the requirements of the Passover victim. Tell all of the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's house, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat. You shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. The sacrificial victim was to be a firstborn male, lamb or goat, without blemish. That means no broken bones, which would be slaughtered. That is, killed and its blood drained away. Again, we read in the Gospels that Jesus was the firstborn son of the Virgin Mary. And at his crucifixion, the two criminals hanging beside him had their legs broken to hasten their death. But Jesus' legs were not broken, as he was already dead. John chapter 19, verse 33. And we also read in John chapter 19, verse 34, that one of the soldiers took his spear and he pierced Jesus' side, causing a mixture of blood and water to come gushing forth. For those familiar with Jewish ritual, this would certainly have reminded them of the Passover sacrificial victim. This imagery would have an even greater impact because the gospel writers note that the time of Jesus' death was the ninth hour, 3 p.m. According to the tractate Pesachim in the Jewish Mishnah, it is at that exact time when the temple officials would have begun slaughtering the first lambs offered on the eve of Passover. We also read about the ninth plague imposed upon the Egyptians, a three-day plague of darkness over the entire land. Exodus chapter 12, verse 21 and following. And a similar darkness covers the land of Palestine from the sixth to the ninth hour. That's from noon until 3 p.m. as Jesus hung suffering and dying on the cross. We read in John chapter 19, verses 28 and 29, that Jesus, knowing that everything had been accomplished, said, "I thirst." So those standing near took a sponge, dipped it in sour wine, and held it up to his mouth on a hyssop branch. Again, this takes us back to the Passover. The captive Israelites took the blood of the sacrificed Passover lamb, dipped a hyssop branch into it, and then dabbed the lamb's blood on the doorpost and on the lintel of the house. Notice that this action would make the sign of a cross where Jesus drinks sour wine from a sponge on a hyssop branch. The blood of the Passover lamb has been shed, and it covers us. So death no longer can have its way with us. The sinless, spotless Lamb of God took our sinfulness into himself, and he suffered its punishment and its consequences so that we can be delivered, set free, liberated from sin and death. Again, let me encourage you to read the Passion accounts in each Gospel this Holy Week. Study them, and do not merely pass over them lightly. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who has willed that your Son should bear for us the pains of the cross, in order that you might remove from us the power of the adversary, help us to remember and give thanks for our Lord's passion, so that we may obtain remission of sins and redemption from everlasting death, through that same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, forever, one God, world without end. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.